o'clock.
And welcome to it with you all the way through until midday. Now, road deaths are something that we take very seriously as a show. We've commented on road deaths before. And we've also decided to start keeping our own stats as far as road deaths are concerned over the last year and a bit, right? So we've been collecting some of these stats. And since the beginning of the year, now, this is looking specifically at weekend road death stats, around 640 people have been killed on Western Cape roads over the last 41 weeks. This last weekend was probably one of the worst that we have, with about 25, 26 people being killed. And these are not just stats. These are human beings, people who've got mothers, people who are mothers, fathers, children to other people who are dying on our roads. It's an average of around 16 people per weekend. Now, the authorities are going to tell you, whether you're in the city of Cape Town or whether you're in the province, they're going to tell you that we are under-resourced. We can't have a car in every corner, and that's understandable. So what's the next best step? Technology, of course. Currently, and we were shown this by Advocate Carl Reinecker from the Transport Department, and we've got no problem with the technology they currently have. I mean, as a matter of fact, they're using computers and camera and computer vision, to be exact, to detect you if you have warrants outstanding, for example. They can check your number plate, and they can find out if there's a warrant of arrest that's outstanding. They can also track you if you don't have a valid vehicle license. The system can pick up, hey, that person's license has not been renewed, and they can alert the traffic officer, and down the road, the traffic officer can stop you. And they also have something else which I think works pretty well, and it's called speed over distance. That comes in rather handy, right? But the only challenge is none of these technologies, save for speed over distance, can actually monitor and alert moving violations as they happen. And that is a little bit of a concern. And to join you this morning to talk us through this is Bongo Nkosi Madikizela, who is the Transport and Public Works MEC in the Western Cape. Bongo Nkosi, thank you so much for your time.
You know, good morning, and good morning to your listeners.
I'm going to ask you a question which you're going to say no to, but I'm going to ask you nonetheless. Are you happy with the levels of the road death stats at the moment? Around, and maybe I've got my numbers wrong, but on weekends, around 16 people a weekend getting killed.
Well, you have your numbers slightly wrong, but obviously even one life is one life too many.
Okay.
I don't think there's anyone who can be happy with any death on the road. So
the answer
to that question is definitely no. I'm not happy with the road death.
So just help me out with my numbers. What are the actual numbers?
Look, I think what I want to talk about, you know, is not with the numbers of just last year. I think we need to take a very long-term view in road deaths in the Western Cape and look at the interventions made, which have, you know, obviously improved road deaths. And I'm going to talk about that very shortly.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there are three contributing factors to road deaths. And I think this notion that it is the responsibility or the problem of the government alone to reduce road deaths, I think we must kill that notion. Because there are three contributing factors. The first one, of course, is drunken driving. I mean, it's contributing 60% on our road deaths. And it's something that we've been talking about for a very long time. This means that people need to take responsibility. And in instances where people are not taking responsibility, they must be thrown to jail, and they must be the punishment must be a deterrent for people so that they don't do it again. Second thing is reckless driving, and the third thing is fatigue, you know, obviously.
Mm.
And in all these areas, if you look at what was happening in 2010, for example, before a number of measures were introduced, you had a road there that was about, you know, over 29% of 100,000 people, you know, 29 of 100,000 people. And last year, that was reduced. I mean, from 2010 to last year, it was reduced to about, you know, 20. And I think that is an improvement. And obviously, a lot of work still needs to be done to make sure that we really deal with road deaths. But, Kino, I want to emphasize this. I know that you keep on harping on the issue of technology. And there are a number of things that need to happen here, and technology is one of them. I fully agree with you that we need boots on the ground. The visibility of police officers is very, very important. Mm. And as you said, we are doing our best, but, there can never be enough. But I think where there's visibility, we've seen an improvement. And Caledon is one of those areas, for example.
Yeah.
Secondly, we need technology, as you said. The combination of visibility, the technology, but also more importantly, we need to improve the behavior of people who are using our roads. Okay. And all of these things, they need to contribute to us reducing, road fatalities.
Bong Nkosi.
Yes.
I like it when a lot of you guys, politicians and some of the people in the department as well, tell us we all need to take responsibility, and I agree with you. But if everybody took responsibility, we wouldn't need your department, would we? The bottom line is we know, and you know, that people are at watering holes in the city centre, in different nodes, and we know where they party, we know where they drink.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, what is being done, for example, to block off those areas on a regular basis and lock a whole lot of people up who drive drunk to make a point? That's the first thing. And you're talking about me harping on technology. We'll get there.
Yeah.
You put roadblocks in the middle of some highway when the horse had already bolted, when the person had already gotten in their car. There's one thing I've learned from David Tembe from Johannesburg Metro Police. And that is that you go to where they're drinking and you catch them before they hit the highways, for example. So a partnership between the city of Cape Town and Western Cape traffic is the one thing. So, with all due respect, I think it's a nonsense to say and to come and tell us that we have to all just take responsibility. A lot of us do. I don't drink and drive. Joe doesn't drink and drive. Neither does Bruce. But the fact is the people who are taking the chance are the ones that we need to address here. And simply saying to them, please, man, take some responsibility. Don't lose your life, is not going to cut it.
It's not nonsense. Again, I want to put it to you, sir.
Yes, sir.
It is just not possible for police officers to be in every corner. The last 6 months, just to give you the stats.
Yes.
That through our technology, we were able to arrest 1,149 drunken drivers.
Mm.
And that happened, by the way, in the last 6 months.
Mm.
And we were able to stop 8,000, drivers. And we were able to make sure that 112 of those were taken off the road because of fatigue. So it's not because nothing is being done here.
Sure.
But we cannot dismiss the issue of people taking responsibility, Kino.
Sure. I'm not saying that we shouldn't and that we should dismiss it. What I'm saying is there are things we can do, and one of the ways of getting people to take responsibility is to realize that their chances of getting caught is pretty damn good. And you talk about me harping on about technology. I like the technology that you have at the moment, right? But a lot of it, and let's just look at what's happening in other countries, Bong Nkosi. Let's take the United States and Denver, for example. There's a company called Integrated Roadway, right? They're trialing a smart road filled with sensors that can tell you the road conditions and can alert you when there's an accident, right? They detect the vehicle speed, the weight, the direction the vehicle's going in. They alert authorities immediately to that particular occurrence. And then it also tells them how to reconfigure their traffic lanes to reduce congestion. That's artificial intelligence that's being used. There's a company called Frontis in partnership with Microsoft, a project in Thailand, where they use cameras to perform real-time video and also the big data analysis. That big data essentially is, the cars and the information they have on those cars that, gets captured live. And they use analytics to track erratic and drowsy drivers. We don't have that. So what I'm saying is, when you tell me that you don't have enough officers, I totally agree with you, and we can't have an officer on every road. But what I'm saying is, when you put your investment into technology, you're living in Cape Town. You're living in Cape Town, which is the hub of technological advancement. You've got some of the best machine learning experts here, AI experts. Why is the government not saying to the community of Cape Town, these are our problems on the road, we want to be able to track a driver immediately without a human being even seeing it, driving erratically, a driver who's drowsy, a driver who's driving in the wrong direction because he or she's come out the city of Cape Town?
You just said now that you are happy with the technology that we're using, but obviously we learned lessons on regular basis as government, which simply means that there is a room for improvement in what you have implemented already as this department in terms of, you know, reducing our fatalities on the road. And so, I mean, I am open to any suggestion from anyone who comes to me and say, because I'll be able to say, look, this weekend, for example, we lost 25 people. And these are the causes. For example, 4 people were killed because of the person who was drunk, you know, who ended up driving in the opposite direction. And I'll be able to say 9 pedestrians were killed in the city of Cape Town, for example. Anyone who can say to me, after you, I tell these people, these are the causes of death, this is what we can do to make sure that we reduce them, I'm open to that, sir. But all I'm saying is that it must be a combination of various things.
I agree.
Technology, you know, behavior of people, there must be a deterrent. Our you know, our criminal justice system must be harsher. And the continuous use of technology to improve our situation, I'm more than open to that, you know. And that is why I'm saying we have the technology that we're using. If it's not going far enough, obviously I'm open to suggestions
so
that we can really get to the bottom of this problem.
Absolutely. And I'm happy that you're open to that. And I think I have a suggestion for you. There are lots of people on the ground, young people, sitting at some of the best universities in the world, by the way. You know, and I'm sure you guys have a company doing your cameras, etc. But it's also management that you have within the transport system. You need you need people who are savvy enough to say, Bongankosi, you know what? Yes, we need human beings, and you're right. I mean, obviously, people need to behave. I mean, there's but simply saying, yeah, but we need to take responsibility cannot be the only thing. And we then also need to deepen the question and say, how do we get people to do that? So why not use the UWCs where they have an artificial intelligence honors? UCT, Stellenbosch University, Woodstock, right down the road here, where there are lots of young people who can give you solutions. And then what that does is it's an early warning system to your limited traffic officers. So then when the system picks up someone is driving erratically, they can already alert the closest traffic officer, who will then go and try and intercept that particular vehicle.
I can assure you, Kino, that from time to time, we engage various stakeholders to talk about this problem. In fact, tomorrow, if I can just tell you now, we have an engagement with some of the stakeholders where ideas will be shared on how to deal with the problem of road safety in the Western Cape.
Which stakeholders?
In fact, for your information, immediately when I took over this department, I made road safety my number one priority. So that we can really get to the bottom of this thing. And I must say, you know, I mean, I have noticed some improvements in certain areas where the technology, in combination, of course, with human factor, has been effective. And I made Caledon as an example, where we managed to reduce the fatalities in that particular area from 29%. And now we are sitting at 27%. And and it shows that the use of this technology and the human factor is bearing fruit. But again, as I said, we welcome anyone who's coming to us and say, but we think there's a gap here. Because your technology is effective in this regard, but it's not effective.
Absolutely.
In this
I'm happy that you're open to that.
No,
happy.
I am. It's an ongoing conversation
but you had,
that we need to have. Yeah.
You had speed over distance rolled down in Aberdeen, what, 4 or 5 years ago? You'd know about that. It brought the road death toll to close to zero. It was a very successful story, a great example
and
of where...
You want us now to roll it at Robertson? I'm aware because also there's another problematic area.
Yes.
Yeah.
I tell you what, let's continue this discussion. We are running out of time. We need to do news on time. We also need to take some calls. So if you've got time, Bong Nkosi, 10 more minutes after 10 is what I'm going to do. It's an important issue. We're all affected by it, and we will take some calls on this as well.